Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Obsessed with a Clean Windshield. If you ask any one of our five children, they would tell you that I'm obsessed with having a clean windshield. They all have funny stories about getting ready for family trips, but being unable to leave until Dad cleaned the car windows. Clear vision is important to me. I don't like a messy windshield. Like a dirty windshield, there are also many things that obscure our view of God. We all want to see God clearly. As I said, our children are quick to tell you that I'm obsessed with having a clean windshield. Obsessed might be an exaggeration. Personally, I would describe myself as being finicky or fastidious about clean windshields. I've always been this way, but now with my illness and damaged vision, I am even more meticulous about having a clean, clear windshield. What about you? Do you prefer a clean windshield over a dirty, smudged, messy one? It is easy for our windshields to get messed up. Rain, dirt, bugs, and other road debris accumulate on the outside of the windshield, and our own exhalation leaves a light film on the inside. Over time, it gets harder and harder to see through. In a very similar way, many things accumulate to cloud our vision of God. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16 tells us that there is a veil that obscures our vision of God. We are told that that veil will be removed and we will see God clearly when we turn our hearts over to Jesus. Until we render our whole heart to Him, our view of God will be dull and cloudy. As Christians, we have given our hearts to Jesus, but the question remains, have we given Him our whole heart? Many other things compete for part of our heart. The allure of this world competes for our attention. In addition, the hurts inflicted upon us by this broken world and the pain of our own sinfulness build up over time like smushed bugs on a windshield. In Colossians 1, verse 15, we discover that God, who would otherwise be invisible to us, becomes visible in Christ. Symbolically speaking, Jesus is the gunk glass cleaner for our soul. There are so many glass cleaners. Car experts now tell us that our old standby Windex should never be used on our car windows because it contains ammonia which deteriorates the tint on the windows. They tell us to choose from a myriad of other car-specific windshield cleaners. Choices include Gunk Glass Cleaner, Invisible Glass, Rain-X Glass Cleaner, Armor All Glass Wipes, and many others. My children would tell you that I have tried them all. Sadly, most of us have tried many things to clear up the foggy veil between us and God. Most have failed. Unless we give our heart over completely to Jesus, we will always be left with streaks and smudge marks that make seeing God difficult. What hurts, pains, and sins cloud your vision and relationship with God? When we hand over the trials that we face in life to Jesus, and when we confess our sins, we are, symbolically speaking, cleaning our spiritual windshields. But as you know, cleaning your windshield is not a once-and-done process. It's an endless task. The same is true spiritually. Life has a way of constantly messing up our view of God. Jesus never grows weary of the cleansing process. He never grows tired of forgiving our sins, even those recurring sins that are like smashed love bugs on a Florida windshield. They may seem impossible for us to remove, but nothing is impossible for God. I always keep a microfiber cloth and window cleaner in my car. We need to keep Jesus close at all times as well. He is our hope for seeing God. Corinthians 13:12 tells us that for now we see God dimly, like in a mirror. One day, however, we will see Him clearly, face to face. Matthew 5, verse 8 says it this way, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." When we are driving our cars east in the direction of the morning sun, the sun illuminates every smudge mark on our windshield. Metaphorically speaking, if we orient our lives in the direction of Jesus, the Son of God, He will be the light that illuminates all of the spiritual smudges in our life that need cleaning. And finally, we must always remember, no one cleans the windshield of our soul better than Jesus does. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Without Him, I would never be able to see you. Through Him, you are made visible to me. Help me to stay close to Him. He alone can keep my soul's windshield clean. Amen. I would encourage you to go to my website. There, you can click on a link to send me a message. I always love to hear from you. And you can also find information about my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared, which is available both in English and in Spanish. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.